1-800-449-8686.
The book is called Where the Christmas Tree Would Have Been, a first-hand account of the attack on the Pentagon. I have the author, Don Carsey, on the phone with me from Washington, D.C. right now to talk about his book that you claim, Don, and I have no reason not to believe you, is the very first account written, a first-person account written about the attack on the Pentagon, correct?
Well, yes, that is true. I've always felt that the attack on the Pentagon was overlooked by the media because the attack on the World Trade Center, I suppose, was one in which most people could perhaps more readily identify, but I was there, and
was this book the result of some therapy, or you had been to a therapist?
Yes, I've been to a therapist, and I decided to write the book because it would help me with my therapy. The way it is with a therapist, they'll tell you to start a journal, and I started writing a journal, and then I thought I could put this, make this into a book, and I did. And
where were you working, and what branch of the service, who were you working for on 9/11?
On 9/11, I was working in the Pentagon. I don't know.
No. I know you're in the Pentagon, but what branch of the service?
I was working for the, I was working for the Army. And I was...
And what were you doing for them? Just bring us up to speed a little bit, what you were doing, what happened. Just take us through it that morning, that fateful morning in the Pentagon.
Well, the first thing I heard was like a big explosion, and everything shook, and people were yelling, "Get out, get out." So I got up, and next thing I saw was fire and smoke. That's all I could see. And someone grabbed me, and I don't know to this day who it was, and pulled me out. And I remember thinking I was so lucky because I, you know, did suffer an injury. And
you were hurt.
I was hurt in the service of my country.
Were you hurt in the attack on the Pentagon? When you were in your office, were you hurt that morning, or
no? But people ask me, was I hurt when the Pentagon was hit? I was hurt. I lost a leg fighting for my country.
You were in a, you lost your leg. You didn't lose. So you were had. So in other words, you're infirm, sir. You have only one leg. Do you have a prosthetic?
I don't know what that means.
Do you have a prosthetic limb? Do you have a fake limb?
Yeah. Oh yes, I do. I have a. I've got a fake leg, but that didn't help. I think we were all hurt when the Pentagon was hit. That's why I say I was hurt when the Pentagon was hit.
Where did you lose your leg?
I lost my leg in the Pacific. I was with the Coast Guard, and we were fighting the Japanese or the Koreans. What I wanted to say, I don't really want to talk about myself.
No, I understand it, sir. But I mean, so in other words, you were there. You got a prosthetic limb, and you're trying to make it out of your office there when the Pentagon was attacked. Correct?
Yeah, and I was in an office, and I was trying to get out. That's all I can say.
Where were you specifically? I want to know specifically, where was your office in relationship? I've heard so many people talking about that day in Washington when the Pentagon was hit. People who could feel a shudder. The Secretary of Defense.
I felt that too. I felt the building. It was a shudder. Now I remember because you reminded me, the building was like a shudder, like that, like he said, and I was in an office near where it hit on the ground floor. I'm not sure what floor my office is on, but it was. I tell you, the people and
there's a certain level of trauma.
There's a certain level of trauma that I went through. So I sought counseling, and they said I should keep a journal, which I turned into this Christmas tree book.
Why the title Where a Christmas Tree Would Have Been?
Why
did you choose that title?
Oh, the title of the book. Well, there's a big hole where the festive tree would have been, where the plane hit. You could have put a Christmas tree there, but then the plane exploded, and then that would have burned everything up there, and you know, think about it, Mr. Henry, and your listeners can think about it too. Think about that. If you're looking at the Pentagon and you see how it's all destroyed, you could think, wow, a Christmas tree could have been there. So now there's a reminder that no Christmas tree will stand this year. I would have had a small tree in my office. My office is not as big as the Pentagon. Obviously, it's not as big as the Pentagon, but...
No, obviously it wouldn't, but the point being that Christmas was ruined for a lot of employees of the Pentagon.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You're right. And so, I just...
Forgive me, sir. I'm going to give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Don Parsley, author of Where the Christmas Tree Would Have Been, a first-hand account of the attack on the Pentagon. His office was in the Pentagon. You were working for the Army. But you were in the Coast Guard.
Right. No, I was in the Coast Guard, yeah.
But you said you were working for the Army that day.
I did. Yes, I did. And I was working for the Army because I had quit the Coast Guard because... I didn't want to do that anymore, so I went into business, and then I joined the Army, and then because I say, I don't want to talk too much about myself, you know.
Let me ask you this: are you the first person to write a book about the attack on America, and the first person accounts?
Yes, I'm afraid that's another reason. I don't want to draw too much attention to myself, but that's another reason why people might want to read my book. And also, I think it's Christmas time, and it would be a great stocking stuffer.
So you were in the Pentagon when the plane hit, and your office was on the ground floor there, and you were working for the Army doing what?
I was working, you know, filing papers and everything. It's a little hot in here right now. I just need to open my window up.
Okay, well, hold on for a minute, all right? 1-800-449-8686. Is the Phil Hendry Show. Sparsely, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You seem a little unclear about a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. Why am I not clear? And I know why now. Now I know why. Because of the trauma that I went through. And I forgot stuff. But now I'm remembering it, you know. But I encourage people to buy this firsthand account of this terrible tragedy because I was there and... Also, because it is Christmas, but also another thing is because, and this has got nothing to do with it, and I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me, but the extra money would help my family right now because my wife, Ann, has, and I didn't want to say anything about it, but she has lymphoma.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, she's very ill, and she may not survive. So we got a double hit this year. First of all, I was in the Pentagon when it got hit by a plane, and now... My wife has cancer. I mean, that's talk about taking a double shot, you know. So I kept a journal about my feelings, and it come out this book. And you can order it if you want to. I don't know.
So you're having some difficulty in your home. And...
Yeah, well, yes, sir. I think it all started with the attack on the Pentagon. I kept saying to myself, someone needs to write the book. Someone needs to write the book. So
where can we get this book? And tell me, is it mail order?
Well, you can get it directly from me.
Well, who's the publisher?
I published it myself, and the only reason why I did that, because people ask me, the only reason why I published it myself is I don't want a publisher to mess it up, because if you give a story to a publisher, they'll change everything, and I was afraid that they would change it, and the Pentagon tragedy is so important, I didn't want...
Well, what were you, in other words, they're not going to change a true account?
Well, yeah, they will, they'll change it to Disneyland or something, like a plane crashed into Disneyland, and I told them... No way. So I published it myself, and you can order it by writing to 610 South Ardmore, Los Angeles, California, 90005. And,
All right, well, the back of the book, there is help to Kathy Kathy Carsey is who?
Kathy Carsey is my wife. That's my wife.
And it says, help Kathy Carsey. You mention a hospital, and you ask for donations.
Yes.
And that the warm tropical air will help her?
Right.
Where is the hospital?
Where Brenda is going to be treated.
Where Kathy Carsey?
Kathy Carsey, yeah.
Where is the hospital?
It's near a beach. That's why the air is warm. Because it's...
Well, what beach? I'm just trying to get some information.
I'm sorry, sir. I was traumatized by what happened to me.
No, I understand. Where is the beach?
In the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota or Tahiti, I don't know which one it is.
Well, there's a beach in Tahiti. There isn't one at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota.
Well, that would be the Tahiti one then.
Yeah, okay. So your wife is being treated for lymphoma at a Tahitian hospital. You need the money to treat her there from the proceeds of the book that you wrote about being in the Pentagon when it was attacked.
That is correct. And I just want to say to everybody out there, I'm the first one to write a book about the Pentagon being attacked, and I'm because nobody else has written one about the Pentagon being attacked. Everybody is writing books about the World Trade Center, but I'm the first one to write the book about the Pentagon being attacked. So that right there, I guess, would give you a reason to write. But it's really not about the money for me. But the Pentagon, I think, is the forgotten tragedy. So it's just what I want everybody to remember, that's all.
But you do have proceeds going to your wife's cancer fund.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't care one way or that way.
Well, I mean, your wife is dying of cancer.
Yes, that is bad now that you mention it. But I want people to understand that this is really about the book.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Don Parsley. Claims to have been in the Pentagon the day it was attacked. The book is called Where the Christmas Tree Would Have Been, a first-hand account of the attack on the Pentagon. And also, his wife is dying from lymphoma. He needs to get her to a hospital in Tahiti, which has a special cancer ward there for the lymphoma she's suffering from. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, as we bring on an author who may be the first to have written a book about the Pentagon attack. It's The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Don Carsey, who's the author of Where the Christmas Tree Would Have Stood, a first-hand account of the attack on the Pentagon. And you say, Mr. Carsey, and I have no reason to disbelieve you, but you say that your wife is going to be treated at a Tahiti Memorial Hospital?
Well, that's the hospital that treats, they do the best job of treating the cancer that she's got.
And so the proceeds from your book are going to go to that?
Well, I mean, if we make some money, yeah, I'm going to help my wife, you know, best way I can. But I, it's really not about that. I just want everybody to know that. Also, the other thing that if they buy the first 10,000 people, we have, and this is a totally respectful, we have a piece of the Pentagon.
Well, you're selling pieces of the building?
No, I'm giving no, sir. Wait, hold on.
No, I don't even. You just said you're selling. I mean, they tried that with the World Trade Center. eBay wouldn't even put that stuff up.
No, we're not selling. We're just giving it away.
You're giving it away with every sold copy. I mean, that... Boy, that...
Well, okay, if people don't want to do that, that's fine. They don't have to have it. I'm just...
Where are you getting pieces of the Pentagon? I don't understand.
From someone I know who... It's totally legitimate as far as I know.
Well, you might want to check that out before you are selling pieces of the Pentagon.
Okay. I mean, it was someone who...
had the stuff or something?
Yeah. Worked on the crew that was hauling stuff away.
Well, that's bad, man. I mean, I need for you to know that.
Mr. Reed, I understand. I don't want anybody to get angry at me.
I know you're trying to sell a book, but I'm not up for that. I don't think anybody would be. Let me go to Eileen. Eileen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Don. I just have a hard time believing that you've written a book and that there is such a book. You don't know if your office was on the first floor of the Pentagon?
Yeah, I said it was on the first floor.
It was on the first floor of the Pentagon.
Right. You don't seem to be listening too good. I mean, I said...
And you don't know if your wife was at the Mayo Clinic or a hospital in Tahiti?
No, I said she's in Tahiti.
In Tahiti? A hospital that specializes in the treatment of lymphoma?
Do you know about lymphoma?
I do. I'm a registered nurse, actually.
Okay, well then you know that it can be treated at different hospitals. Don't have to go to one in America.
Okay, and you published this book all by yourself. You didn't use a publisher,
right?
Sounds a little suspicious to me.
Well, I don't care whether you believe me. I mean, you know.
I mean, if you were there, I'm sorry for your troubles, but
yeah, okay. Well, that's all. That's all.
Using up airtime here.
That's all you needed to say.
Okay. I think
if you want to buy a book, you can buy a book.
Doesn't sound to me like you're making a sale there. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Stewart on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Dad? You know, if this is true, I admire the guy, although he's not doing a good job of selling his book because he said, I want people to know, yet he sounds so unclear in what the facts are.
Wait a second. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
Okay, then I'm telling you.
You're not giving a very good description of what occurred.
I was there, okay.
Well, the guy is just saying you need to give a better description.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, it's nothing specific, but the way you're describing it...
I went through something that nobody should have to go through. I went through something no one should have to go through.
You're right. Let me just say this. If everything you say is true, I admire you for what you're doing. But if what you are saying is
not true...
If what you're saying is not true,
okay, so in other words,
then shame on you
people,
for trying
people,
to take advantage of
all
the situation.
People. Okay, my wife's dying of cancer. I only hope that it never happens to you. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I'm not putting you down. I'm saying if it's true, I admire what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
And I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much.
The only thing I'm saying is that as a listener, it just sounds questionable. Watch it. Watch what?
What do you mean, watch it?
Well, he starts praising me, and then he starts getting into insulting me.
Well, no, I'm just trying
to... Whoa.
I'm giving you
some advice. Just watch what you say.
Wait a minute.
The guy has a right to say what he wants.
Whoa. Well, you two guys are trying to say I'm a liar? Is that what's happening here?
No, I don't know either way.
You're intimating that I'm a liar.
The lady who called...
I heard her, okay? She doesn't know what she's talking about. She says she's a nurse, but she doesn't know that you can treat lymphoma at other hospitals besides the one she works at?
Wait a minute. She didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She's trying to make it sound
like I can't take my wife to Tahiti to treat lymphoma.
But when you described it, you sounded as if you didn't even know where she was being treated.
Who?
You did on the air. It was like, I'm not sure where
she's being treated.
Your wife.
Yeah.
When he said your wife's name at one point, you said, who's that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know if he was talking to me.
Well, who else would I be talking to?
You were the only one on the phone at that point. And you said my wife, Brenda, you mean?
Arlene. My wife, Arlene. No, my wife.
Arlene?
My wife's name is Arlene. Yes, sir.
Arlene, you said it's Kathy. You said it's Brenda. Now it's Arlene.
No, sir, I didn't do that.
Well, I don't know what you said, but I said your wife, and you said who, and I said your wife.
You said her name.
I didn't know if you were talking to me.
Yeah, but I'm the only guy talking. You and I are the only ones having a conversation.
All right, well, that's my mistake. I would suggest both you gentlemen sit in a building and have a plane fly into it before you know what Arlene's going to be treated in. Now I forgot.
You said Tahiti.
In Tahiti, right.
Let me say this. It's just that you've been through this traumatic experience.
That's
and
right.
you can't remember, though.
Why would
anybody want to buy your book if you can't even remember your wife's name?
Well, that's a good point. I've been keeping a journal since I went into therapy on this deal, and so my journal, I know, is right.
Okay.
Well, then you should have your journal with you to refer to as notes.
I'm just saying you're not doing a good job of selling the book. It's a very admirable thing, assuming that it's all the truth.
Well, there you go again.
You insult me, and you praise me, and then you insult me.
You said it's a very admirable thing, unless, of course, you're a bald-faced liar.
Aren't there people that would do that, though?
Let me ask a question, if I can. Brenda and Kathy, are these two different people?
Now you're reminding me. Now I remember. Brenda and Kathy were the ones who helped me out of the Pentagon because the heat of the fire had melted the plastic leg that I had.
Well, then who is your wife?
My wife is my wife.
What is her name? Is it Arlene?
That's right. It's Arlene. Okay. What are you guys trying to... I don't understand what you want.
All right, Stuart, I got to take a break. All right. Thank you very much. Who is Kathy and Brenda? Those are the ones that helped him out of the building, and Arlene is his wife. Don Parsley wrote the book, Where the Christmas Tree Would Have Been, the first-hand account of the attack on the Pentagon. He says the proceeds are going to help his wife, who has lymphoma. She has cancer. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The guy's story is a little hard to follow. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Bill Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Don Carsey, who wrote the book Where the Christmas Tree Would Have Been, a first-hand account of the attack on the Pentagon. You say that you were in the Pentagon. What were you were just saying something to me during the break, Mr. Carsey?
Well, I just wanted to say, Phil, that this is the time of year where people get a little selfish and think about gifts just for themselves. And I released my book as a reminder to the American people that they're getting so wrapped up in the holiday season, they may forget all about 9/11, and especially the Pentagon, which most people did not hear about.
How long is the book? We're going to get to some more phone calls. How long is the book? Is it available in paperback or in hardback?
Could you repeat the...
How long is the book?
It's 200 pages.
It's 200 pages. And how... is it available in paperback or hardback?
It's in paperback. I thought that would be better because people can just put it in their back pocket and carry it around and just refer to it as they're walking or wherever they're doing.
And you were working for who when the Pentagon was hit again?
You know, a lot of these questions are a little insulting.
I just want to know, sir, who were you working for?
I was working for the National Guard.
When the Pentagon was hit?
Yeah, well, of course, because I was in the Pentagon when it was hit. And again, I want to say that my book is a perfect stocking stuffer.
Yeah, okay, all right, let me hold on for a minute. Just let me get to a phone call here. And
why are all these insulting questions?
Well, because a lot of what you're saying...
If you call me a liar, I can protect my... I can get a lawyer. And
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying, first your wife's name was Arlene, then it was Brenda.
Brenda is my wife's name.
Well, who helped you out of the Pentagon?
Arlene and Kathy.
You said your wife's name was Arlene.
No, I did not. Yeah. See, what you don't understand...
I know you've been through a trauma, and that's the only thing that's making me, you know, sympathetic to what you're saying. Your wife's name is Arlene. Kathy and Brenda helped you out of the Pentagon.
Yes.
Because your plastic leg, as you called it, had melted.
Yes. I swear to God. I'll put my hand on the Bible.
All right, let me go to Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are we doing today, Bill?
Fine.
Okay, Mr. Kersey, in your story, you
well,
said...
What am I on trial or something? I don't...
Just let the man...
Well, you said you were with the Army. Now you're with the National Guard.
Well, I think what you're with,
you're a scam. It's what you are, and you're trying to exploit.
Hold on, because you call me a liar?
Yeah, I will, and may God help you for what you're trying to do, because you're trying to scam the American people during one of the worst history.
Wait, your phone crapped out. Did you just call me a bad name?
No, I just said that you are a scam, and that you're trying to exploit America during one of the worst times in American history.
I thought he called me a butthole.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Wait a second, Mike. Are you calling me a liar?
Don, listen, I hope you got a lawyer, buddy, because you're going to probably need one. Because you're as bad as those people down in Georgia. Do you have a government identification number?
Do I have what?
A government employee identification number.
Yes.
You would have one if you worked in the Pentagon.
If I worked in the Pentagon, I'd have to have one.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
you did not work in the Pentagon. You're a fraud.
I have a government identification number.
What is it?
Oh, like I'm going to tell you?
Well,
What is your government identification number?
It's 7991B.
7991B.
Okay.
Right.
I doubt seriously if any of that
See,
we can check it out.
I told everything that you wanted me to tell you, and you're still calling me a bullcrap artist. See,
hey,
Don,
the bottom line is,
I was with the Army, but
this is a sad time in America.
Are you are with the Army or with the National Guard?
I was with the Army, but I was having lunch with a friend in the National Guard lunchroom.
Then who were you working for, the National Guard or the Army?
The Army.
Bill, do yourself a favor.
And by the way, one other thing.
Bring this guy to
wait. Well,
some
wait
kind
a minute.
Of reasonable...
You calling me a liar? Are you calling me a liar?
I'm calling you a liar.
Now spit it out.
You're a liar.
L-I-A-R,
you know?
So you're calling me a liar?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
He just called you a liar.
I'm calling you a liar.
I want to be clear. You gentlemen are calling me a liar.
Yes!
That's right.
Okay.
You are the
just for that?
Earth. If you're trying to exploit not only not only cancer victims all over the United States, but you also are trying to do it at a very horrible time in American history.
How am I exploiting cancer victims?
Because, for one thing, you don't even know your wife's name, who is supposed to be treated by cancer.
My wife's name is Linda. It's Arlene.
That's four names you've given, Don.
Wait.
You are the slime, buddy. You are the slime.
What's your wife's name?
By putting your hand on the Bible, you will find out in the long run.
I swear to God.
All I want now is for you to come clean with us.
You're taking advantage
of really
a man.
About, Don.
Mike, you're taking advantage of a man with one arm
One arm. He's got one arm.
What?
You know what? You really need, need a head. Absolutely do not need a head because you are a snake. They should have cut your head off. Not your arm, not your leg, your head.
Didn't you say you lost your leg?
Yeah, I did. And Brandon Linda dragged him out of the National Guard lunchroom. Well, his leg was melting. Believe this guy.
I meant to say that my leg melted. What did I say?
You said a guy with one arm.
Okay.
You're a liar. You're a bogus liar.
You call me a liar.
You're trying to take advantage of a very sad time in American history. Okay?
Okay, so, all right, so you won't get the
book.
Then you won't get the book.
I hope you do not sell a single one. If you do,
I sold one to myself, so I sold one book.
Well, I hope you use it for toilet paper.
You call the tragedy at the Pentagon I'm a liar. I just want to be clear.
How many times has a guy got to say it? He's calling you a liar.
He's calling a man.
What is it, with one arm or one leg?
I think you are the slime because these people are victims, and you are trying to portray.
What are you doing in the National Guard lunchroom?
You were nowhere near the Pentagon.
I was, too.
You are not.
I was near it, okay?
You're
right,
trying to steal pieces of the Pentagon? You are nothing but a song
that's lower
dance,
than low.
Pony right. show,
I,
whatever it is.
Okay,
you're
I wasn't the
slime
in
the
Pentagon.
Earth.
You
should be
in
Afghanistan.
I was parking my car.
You were parking your car. Okay, a minute ago, you were in the lunchroom, and you got dragged out by Linda, Rosilla, and all the rest of your wives, okay? You're crap is what you are, buddy. You're crap. You don't need to be wasting America's time.
Okay, I was parking my car, but my plastic leg did melt because I went near the fire.
Were you in the building or not?
I was near it.
Were you in it?
No.
How'd your plastic leg melt, as you call it?
Well, that's the whole thing, because I almost got singed. They dragged me by the fire. I told them, don't do
it. Bill, how did he get on your show?
All right. Thank you, sir, for your call. First you were in it, then you were outside of it. Your wife, like the guy said, Linda. Who's Linda?
I don't know any Linda.
Well, you said, you sure as hell said it was your wife.
I don't know of any Linda. I know of a Kathy and a...
Arlene?
Right.
And Ann.
Right. But, well, see, you don't understand.
No, I know. You were traumatized. Maureen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
See, everybody's doing great.
Yeah, Don, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm fantastic.
1-800-449-8686. Norma, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I have to come right out and say, I was listening to Mike speak with Don, and I got to say, Don, you're outright lying.
Oh, come on.
I have a whole list here.
Of what?
That I've been keeping track of all your back stories.
What did I say?
Okay.
First of all,
let me start back from the beginning. First of all, Phil was trying to get some background information on you. Okay? So he asked you, what did you do in the Pentagon? Okay?
Yeah.
You couldn't give him a straight answer.
That's your opinion.
I'm the caller, and I'm going to
finish. That's just your opinion, unless you got facts.
My opinion, every caller that has called in obviously feels the same way, because they're listening to the same show.
All the Germans
that
believed
I'm
in concentration camps, too.
You
that didn't make them right.
With the Coast Guard.
Oh, come on.
Okay, then you turn around and said you were in the Army. Then you turn around and you said you were in the National Guard.
No,
what did you do when you were in
that.
The Army, the Coast Guard, or the National Guard? Supposedly you were filing papers. Your wife, whichever one she is, you couldn't tell the listeners whether or not she was in a hospital in Minnesota or a hospital in Tahiti. All you could say was she was by the water. And then Phil said, oh, well, there's no water in Minnesota. Oh, then it must be Tahiti. which is how you were how you managed to deduce the fact that she was in Tahiti. This is your wife. You should know where she is.
I do know where she is.
No, you know now.
No,
I knew then.
I knew then it was Tahiti. I've been through a trauma, okay?
Why couldn't you come out and say that when he asked you? Why did you have to say, oh, I think it's Minnesota or Tahiti? If you knew that, you would have came out and say it. I can understand people being traumatized, but you're not going to forget the most important things. And your wife, Kathy, Brenda, Arlene, Linda, I've got four names here.
My wife's wife.
And you have the nerve to get on national radio and talk about selling bits and pieces of the Pentagon?
That's the part that just drove me nuts.
What are you, out of your freaking mind?
Okay, I'm not going to do it if you don't want me to.
Because I can't believe you're even on this show talking
all this
bull.
You wrote all that stuff down because you're trying to plagiarize my book. That's why you're writing that stuff down. Because you want to say you were in the Pentagon and you know that you weren't.
No, I don't want to say I was there because I wasn't there. And you know what? I thank God that I didn't have to be there to experience that. And I sure wouldn't try to propagandize it by saying that I was.
That's an insult to this country. My wife's name is...
You don't know what your wife's name
Arlene
is, so why don't you just... You need to stop while you're ahead.
Wait a minute. Why are you still ahead? Don, what's your last name?
Parsley.
Oh, now it's Parsley.
It's Carsey. No, I'm sorry. The reason why... Okay, hold on.
Now we've got a different last name.
No, okay, but I can explain that. I use two different last... The name that I use is an author. You keep explaining yourself deeper and deeper into a ditch.
You got a what, an author's name?
Yeah, a lot of authors change their name.
Oh, so you changed yours from Don Carsey to Don Parsley. Well, that's a real...
Norma, you must change their name.
Oh, you write different books under different aliases.
That's called a pen name. You ever heard of that? No.
Absolutely, I have.
You're not a writer. You want to plagiarize my book so you could say The Pentagon by Norma. Well, it's not going to happen. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not going
to
happen.
Listen to yourself.
Oh, brother.
Don, Norma, listen to yourself.
You're stalking me. That's what you're doing.
I'm stalking you.
Yeah.
People like you, I don't even want to know. And I cannot believe that you are even on this show. I can't believe it.
So you don't want to donate?
When I heard you talking about your book right off the bat before anybody even called in, I sat in my car listening to this, and I said, what the hell is this?
Yeah, this man is
outright lying.
No, the first thing you did was, there's a book about the Pentagon. Let me take some notes so I can plagiarize it. Why else would you write stuff down?
I'm writing stuff down because I want to catch you and all your lies that you've been told. I'm not writing anything about your book. I don't even know what the hell is in your book.
And I might say,
And quite frankly, if you think I would even spend the money to pick up the book to see what was in it, then you're out of your mind. You're sicker than we think you are.
It's in paperback, and it's easy to carry around.
I don't want your book.
Oh, well.
Because it's a crock,
okay,
and I don't know. Maybe you are trying to raise money for your wife who has lymphoma, whichever one, or... I don't really know what the story is, but you're scamming the American people.
You got one wife.
You're trying to make a buck at the expense of this country.
Well, Norma, I'll tell you this.
The name is Norma.
I thought it was Norma.
And what are you going to tell me now? Another lie? What are you going to tell me?
No, I'm just
going to
say, if you don't buy my book, then it'll be all sold out and you won't get one.
Oh, I don't think so, because so far, every caller that has called in
doesn't want your book.
With your book.
My wife's name, by the way.
And I'm sure there's many more people lined up just waiting to have a chat with you.
Look, I got to tell you something, Don. Before you tell us your wife's name, think hard, because you're going to give us another name.
I'm not giving any name. My wife's name is Arlene.
Okay.
And it's Arlene, then?
Yes.
And she's dying of what kind of cancer?
It's not Kathy.
No, it's not
Brenda.
That's the person who dragged me out of the fire.
Well,
what is the name of your...
Now, here we go back to you being in the fire. I thought you said you weren't in the Pentagon. I thought you said you were parking your car outside the Pentagon. Which was it? Were you in or were you out?
Hello, I parked my car outside the Pentagon, then I went inside.
You parked your side.
You said the plane hit while you were outside. You said the plane hit while you were outside.
Yes, it did.
Then what were you doing inside?
I went inside to go to work.
The plane has hit the building. The building is on fire. There's got
to
be cops and firemen everywhere. And you're going inside the building.
I parked my car and I went inside, and then somebody said, the building's on fire,
and
then I left.
You couldn't see the building was on fire from where you were? You couldn't see that?
I park on the other side.
I don't care.
I don't have a parking pass for that side.
Yeah,
there's smoke coming up.
Anthill of a.
What are you, some
here.
Law and order freak? I mean, Jesus.
All right, look, Norma, thank you for your call.
I was late and needed to clock in, or I'd be in trouble. So
you'd be in trouble.
Why are you running into a
fire and everybody's trying to get out, and you're worrying about clocking in because you would be late?
I hate to break the news. We're in a recession.
Oh, they're going to fire you for being late that morning. Is that it?
When the building is on fire, a plane has just crashed through it, and they're going to fire you.
Hey, man, you'd work. Everybody, the government's cutting back like everybody else. I don't know.
All right, well, look, thank you for your call.
You need to quit while you're ahead. Thank you very much, Phil.
Do you want a copy of the book? Or?
No, hell no.
No, she doesn't want your book. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, now, the preceding bit that featured Don Parsley or Carsey and his wife Linda, Ann, Betty, whatever the hell, and that was me. And I was performing the voice of Don. I was also being me. But the people that called in, those are real folks that thought he was a real guy. And that's the whole bit with the Phil Hendry Show. Maybe you've heard of our show. Maybe friends have said, oh, you got to tune into this show. It's really weird. This cat, he's on the air and he does these voices and people call in. Well, this is the one, okay? There's no mistaking the Phil Hendry Show. There's all kinds of shows that people would say, oh, you should have heard the guy this morning. He was talking about, you know, whatever, some chick's cans. He was talking about his wife. There's a lot of shows that do that, but there's only one show when they say there's this guy and he does these voices. That's our show. Anyway, what we'd like you to do, if you'd like to see how we perform our show, you have a rare opportunity. Let me tell you about it. It'll be the very first webcast of the Phil Hendry Show. It'll be on December the 21st, December the 21st, and it'll be on the World Wide Web at philhendryshow.com. Now, in order to enjoy our website, philhendryshow.com, you have to have a backstage pass. What a backstage pass gets you is all of our audio. So you get our daily show live, or you get it on demand. That is the show that we're doing right now. You can hear it now on the web. And some of you I know are listening to the show right now on the web. Or you can get it on demand at any period of time within the next 24 hours. The other thing you can get is a 30-day archive of our show. So if you missed today's show, you can check through the last 30 shows and listen to any one of them. And believe me, that comes in handy because we have so many people who call and say, can I get a copy of that show? Well, you can hear it again by listening to our 30-day archive. You also get our audio archive that includes our long-form and our short-form bits. Bits like from the thing we just did today with Don are probably going to show up on that. Today's long-form bit, Phil loves the Olympics, only if it's 1984 and he's really drunk. That's from yesterday. Our short-form clip, Doug Danger, that is incredibly happy that Ocean's 11 beat Harry Potter in its opening weekend, but he already knew it because he's a gay man and a gay journalist. All right, all of that stuff is on our website. If you subscribe to our website, what you're also going to get is the webcast on December the 21st. It will feature live streaming video. No reload the picture. No, this is live streaming video, 360-degree panning video that you control. Are you ready for that? You get this webcast. You use the mouse, you use the cursor, and you control which shot you see. It'll be 6 solid hours of live video starting at 1 o'clock Pacific on December 21st. Want to know more? PhilHendryShow.com. That's our website. You can get it there.